You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Anto Yeldizian is a Tamaki Makaurau based artist of Armenian heritage. His latest exhibition, Arena, is currently showing at Coastal Signs Gallery. The works in Arena often play with bright and bold colours, often being mixed medium with images, sketches, and paintings superimposed onto one another. Coastal Signs writes that in Anto's paintings, images from a myriad of sources are layered on top of one another and synthesized very adeptly into painterly tableau. The works in Arena are, as the title suggests, often organized around board games such as snakes and ladders and noughts and crosses, and representations of contested territories, both fictional and otherwise. Beth had a kōrero with Anto about Arena and his artistic practice.
Can you speak a little on the title of the exhibition and what it means to you?
Arena is, I kind of went for something more casual and a little bit open.
Yep.
But also kind of direct, because the show is very much around the idea of games, like the whole kind of social gamut of games.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to set the scene of, the idea of like the site of games. Being, you know, sort of handheld all the way through to the whole world kind of thing.
Would you mind describing these works in your own words for our listeners?
Ooh. I should have prepared for at least that. I had quite a extensive and prolific studio time this year. It's been nearly a year and a half since my last show. Waves of really prolific making that were quite disjointed,
right?
For better or worse, mostly due to switching up my studio a couple of times from a really too small one to one that was like, I mean, not that too big as a thing, but you know, I had way too much room, which was great. So my space really comes into it. It's either squeezed or too free or something.
Yeah.
And a lot of the works that did make it in the show were kind of started off as sort of unintentional experiments, which is sort of what I suppose marks my whole year, actually, coming out of my MFA. Everything sort of started off as little experiments that were more or less destined for the trash, but ended up answering me as they sort of layered up being the kind of through line from my last sort of show. Is this like intense layering situation that goes on.
Yeah, right.
With like representational painting, and I did a lot of that in school. And it kind of began, it was sort of like a luxury kind of thing, you know, being full-time post-grad, so that was really reflected in my paintings then. They're quite like opulent, so to speak.
Yeah.
A lot of time constructing them and stuff. And so this last year coming out of school and sort of the reality of like balancing studio with like rent and the rest of your life and the odd jobs you have to do to make it work, I think is really reflected in the show in the end.
Yeah, right.
Where they're like, they're quite disparate. The work, and maybe the only things that do, maybe just really from a visual assessment, do kind of connect everything together is this sort of intensive and kind of like sort of juxtaposing layering and kind of wild, sometimes offensive colors.
Yeah, cool. Your works are so lush, and you often incorporate multiple mediums. You've spoken on it a bit already, but what does your artistic process look like? Is it quite experimental?
So far, it's experimental within, you know, the painting practice. And by that it's mostly just about, like, testing out different kinds of marks. And so that's kind of where it tends to start in the studio. And that's how some of these works that I mentioned that kind of start off as drop sheets. And in the case of my recent show, were just, like, you know, scraps of canvas on the side that happened to be big enough to become works eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the process felt very similar to last year, where it was this, like, kind of carefully layering up images from different sources, both kind of high and low end, and then making it pretty, essentially.
Yeah, right.
last year it was kind of about like pushing the boat out more in terms of image sources, so it kind of went more into like proprietary graphics and so on and so forth and ephemera from the world. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just became more like, I kind of just more aggressively digested.
Yeah, right.
And then the process and like how it looks in the studio is that it's just like, kind of always looks like, yeah, a bomb's gone off of different like snippets of things. There's like constantly like piles of images cut out and scraps of different kinds of marks and different kinds of paints and different kinds of supports, and they just all hang out with me.
Cool.
In like a sort of curated chaos sort of way, knowing that that kind of all makes its way into the work. And yeah, I kind of just pluck around that way. And that's kind of me actively trying to not control and determine what I kind of do with the subjects, and just try and let like the slippage of, you know, paint and real life and studio time and stuff to sort of make its way in.
Yeah, right. Just kind of letting the environment and the objects or the matter that you have around you kind of naturally find its way into your process or your art.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of like I sort of assume it to be like a universal thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been around, like, I guess a bit more of, yeah, chaotic spaces. So that's, yeah, that's really reflected. In the final product. For example, like with my studio earlier this year, I had barely had enough room for my large-scale paintings, but I had empty kitchen, walls, cabinetry, which was perfect for setting up like a DIY silkscreen studio situation, which mm-hmm. I did. I kind of sort of sloppily taught myself how to make silkscreen prints.
Cool.
As like someone that's like kind of like gets fixated on doing things tidy, or like sort of in the past I was anyway, I kind of let myself, you know, teach myself in this PC way, and that ended up making its way in. Is it the slippage that came with that? You know, the happy accident?
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing, and the wabi-sabi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the happy accident is great. I mentioned to you before that I make music, and when I'm recording, I kind of like enjoy when those little things happen, you know, like even if I'm annoyed in the moment that I didn't get the tape, I kind of end up even liking the way it sounded, and that kind of ends up being what, you know, what it is.
Yeah.
Who are some artists you admire?
Artists I admire, do you mean them like as a person or
as a person or as an artist?
So I'm gonna speak to like just work.
Okay, cool.
Because there's definitely like, you know, there's definitely artists that you're like, cool vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, wish I was you, or like wish I had your life. But then, I mean, I can speak to work. I'm a very visual, mostly visual.
Yeah.
Kind of guy. And that always changes. And it depends on the like accumulation of images in my like source folder. It depends on the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. And this year, I went really heavily into the German painters, like postmodern German painters, like Sigmar Polka was a huge influence, Gerhard Richter, Charlene von Heil.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of that, like, yeah, in that world of breaking up images.
Yeah.
With the process.
Yeah, fragmentation, maybe.
I feel like it's the vibe all around.
Yeah, I love that.
That was artist Anto Yaldizian speaking to me about his exhibition Arena, currently showing at Coastal Science Gallery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.